Oh, I love it. I love the tune. Thank you, Don. Way to collaborate and feel my vibe. I love it. Thank you so much. Welcome to the Awakening Wave show. I am Robin Lee, and we are all riding the wave of transformation. Welcome, welcome. So this show is going to be a talk show about exploring spiritual awakening and the ascension cycle. We're going to be focusing on integrating spirituality in all aspects of life. So today I have a guest on the show from the Creation Lightship Telegram channel, and we will bring her on shortly. And we will be discussing some clearings that are available for us to help with the ascension cycle. So we are going to have some listener interaction. So if anyone would like to call in with some questions, the number to call into is 1-888-627-6008. So a little bit about me. I am a spirit right now having a human experience here on planet Earth. I am a creature that never plans on what I am going to say or do. It just kind of flows. It comes with the flow. So I am a creature of action and stay occupied in my essence of who I am and what my purpose is. So to tell you a little bit about my awakening, it started back in the, and I don't like to go back to timelines, but just to give you a quick overview. My awakening was during the pandemic. And I think it was for a lot of us because the stuff that was going on was just hard to believe. I felt like I was in a sci-fi movie. What's the name of that movie? They See, you know, where you put the sunglasses on and you see all these people walking around with masks on and then you take it off. And no, that's the alien one. But anyway, besides from that, I felt a deep, deep yearning for finding out what was going on. And the vaccination, I did a lot of research on that because we got a lot of time off from work because I do remember my boss saying that we were going to shut down. And at that time, I was kind of like wishing I could get 10 days off just to take a little vacation. And lo and behold, I got 6 months. So during that 6 months, I did a lot of research and went down a lot of rabbit holes, but I think the one show that I followed was the London Real with Brian Rose, and there was a doctor on there by the name of Dr. Buttar. I don't know if anyone has heard of him, but he did a lot of videos on the vaccination, and he brought forth some information to us about what might happen with it, like first generation sterilization. Where it goes, nobody knows. So a lot of interesting information. It was all right there, but we still continued to wear the mask and stand 6 feet apart, which I just thought was, you know, a little bit out there. But anyway, coming back into the future, it took me to a place to where I went through the dark night of the soul. And this took place at the end of a breakup in a long-term relationship. And I'm not really going to talk about that because that's all in the past, over and done with. And I realize now that it was no one's fault what happened in that relationship. It was an experience that I chose. I made the choices that I made. But in the end, it was a wake-up because I had a lot of anger. I think hatred. I might have had some feelings of real sorrow. But sometimes we have to go through sorrow and suffering to get to the higher frequencies in life. And that's how we evolve. And through my evolution, I met a few people in the LWS, and some of you that are listening remember that time. And then I ended up over to the radio station BBS and started listening to Q and listening to all his archives and started learning about the humanitarian programs. And I wanted to really get involved in that because I just felt from my heart that I could share a lot of experiences that I've been through and to help others. And I had a lot of learning to do. I didn't know at that time. But where I am in the here and now, right now, is such a wonderful place. I have grown so much. And what I've learned from Q and Asha, and I'm going to say there's some people on the Telegram channels, Carrie, thank you so much for holding my hand and bringing me into this beautiful soul family that we are all a part of. And the other channel was the Creation Lightship. Okay, so I started learning about densities and so forth. But before I get to that part, see, this is why I have cue cards because I kind of bounce around. But I want to share my very first one-on-one with Q. All right. And when I first met Q, when I had my first one-on-one with him, I had no idea who he was. And I'm like, okay, this is some random guy that is, assisting with the humanitarian projects. And then as I went further on, I realized who Q was. And we had another one-on-one with our humanitarian projects. And when he listened to me, he had said to me, "So you're a catalyst. You like to turn rocks over." A teacher per se. And I don't know if those were the exact words, but I went, okay, I know what turning rocks meant, turning rocks over meant. I get that because I've done that my whole life. But I didn't understand the meaning of catalyst. And catalyst is someone that causes change, that brings excitement, changes persons, events, you know. And a good example of a catalyst would be Ron Amatron. And then, of course, we all know Jesus was a catalyst. And Ron Amatron is actually, I'm going to tell you his title here. He is part of the Creation Lightship. He is a master vibrational light frequency healer. And he was here. I do believe he came here in 2005. And I think A will correct me on that if I'm wrong. And he started doing expos where he would go out and explain to people what exactly was going on with aliens, densities that we had, barcodes that were being put on us, that had been put on us from the time we're born throughout our lives. And I started watching those audios or videos, and he also does have some audios. And then A was the second person that went to the one-on-one humanitarian review with Q, and that's kind of how I met her. And we came together, and I started following her on her Telegram channel because she was sharing a lot of information about the Creation Lightship. And at first, when I started navigating the website, I'm one of those people, I don't like to read, I like to just jump right in and do it, which makes you have to come back and do it all over again. But I've learned to slow down, take a little bit of time before I go into any type of healings and really read about them and find out how they can assist me. And I'm going to go into the one that I started with, which was the 16 bundle. And I find that that was probably the easiest one to navigate through at first because, some of them were pretty short and easy to understand. And then it's not an expensive cost to do the 16 bundle. So that's where I started. And I really, really, really have learned a lot with the Creation Lightship and was able to start working on myself. And part of this whole ascension cycle that we're in, it is about working on yourself. It's not something you can read in a book. It's not going to church and saying prayers. It's going within and really going to your heart center and really learning about the beautiful spirits that we are. We are all amazing, and we are gods and goddesses. And yes, we are gods and goddesses. So when Q first said that we could create our own universities, I was like, what? How do you create a university? I just thought that was far out there. But now I get it, because a lot of things that we do, the words that we say, the thoughts, that is how we create things. And the more that we get in this ascension cycle, the more aware we become of our powers and the amazing stuff that we can do. And so it's been quite a journey. Now, the Creation Lightship is a real ship, and I'm going to describe it to you. You can actually go to the website, and it's right there to the left of the pane. There's all kinds of information on the website, and they also do have a newsletter, which I prescribe. Oh, did you just hear me say prescribe? Darn that cue. It's supposed to be subscribe. So I have subscribed to the newsletter, and I get it weekly. And there's a lot of great information, a lot of audios that you can listen to with Ron Amitron. But getting back to the Creation Lightship, it is a multidimensional space station. It's 490 miles in diameter, 167 floors, and each floor is 12 feet high. The station's command center, 5,000 docking bays, and the 12 source energies manifested their original creations on the Creation Lightship. And that's another topic that we can get into maybe a little bit today, or maybe further down the road, because I'm still a little bit confused on that one. But confusion is good. So the Healing Arts University fleet consists of the 89 outreach motherships serving 628 smaller remote healing ships. They have fully staffed healing teams, anywhere between 850 to 3,500 staff members. So there are 200 races highly trained on the ship working together, healing each life form in regard to their present vibration frequency. And some of you know what frequency is, and some of you that are new to the ascension cycle information, frequency is your highest excitement. Feel it every day. That's my favorite. I love to be excited. And I'm really excited about this radio show. I'm a little nervous, but it's my first show, and I'm creating my very own radio show. And there's nothing more exciting than that. So the life forms that are on, the life forms that they are referring to are the Pleiadians, the Arcturians, and Sirius. And I'm sure there's more. And if you want to research them, I guess you can go to Google and find out. I think there was a website where I saw different features or pictures of the different types of, I don't want to say aliens, life forms. Could also call them gremlins, I guess. So without any further ado, I'm going to bring A from the Creation Lightship Telegram channel, and she's going to tell us a little bit about her, and then we're going to talk about the 16 bundle. Hi, A, how are you?
Hey, Robin, I'm doing well. I'm very happy to be here with you. Thank you.
So what'd you think of my overview of how we both came together? Was it pretty accurate, or you got any input on that?
Yeah, I mean, I can add a little bit to that story if you want me to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So just to kind of, I guess, back up and tell you guys a little bit about me. So first of all, I'm just going by A. It's the first letter of my name. It's just kind of something that stuck when I started my Telegram page. I'm, going through all those abundance consciousness symptoms like everyone else, where I'm moving away from identity and time and value systems. So really that's kind of what I'm going with. And when I first started my Telegram page, it's actually Q and A Creation Lightship. My plan was to have Kuster on and go over some of the CLS stuff together. And that was kind of when he started pulling away from people, for safety reasons and such. And so it was just going to be a fancy little fun little Q&A and question and answer sessions is what I had planned. And he kind of made me work for it. So I've been organizing a lot of Q's information, a lot of Ron's CLS information, and a lot of the for the people dot space and for the spirit dot space information, and just showing how that all ties together. And so I found Q back in 2020. He had not done a whole lot of shows on that radio station at the time, and so I went back and listened to those. Immediately, heard him recommend the CLS website and just dove right into the archives and fell in love with Ron Ametron and his style. I love his delivery. He just tells people kind of like it is and was very consistent with his information. And so that's what I did is I started doing some CLS clearings and commands and integrating more of my spirit with me and observing thoughts, watching emotions, all that fun stuff. And it's kind of how we are. And yeah, met Robin through my Telegram page there. And so that's kind of how we met.
Yeah, and we had a group of people that we were getting together with once a month and kind of going through those and actually sharing experiences on the different clearings. And that's the reason I am having this show, because I'm hoping that it will be a platform for others to come forward to share their ascension journeys, any great, exciting, high vibrant frequency happenings that are going on in their world, and hopefully they'll come forth and start sharing. So on that note, let's dive into the spaceship. I have to ask you a question about that. Okay, it seems like a really, really big spaceship, and it is here now, right? We just can't see it.
Well, that might be more questions for Q. I know Ron spoke quite a good deal about that stuff back in his earlier archive shows. So 2006, 2007, he talks a little bit more about the Creation Lightship. The way that I've always interpreted it is that it can be, in the invisible, and then anything can manifest in physicality. And I imagine it's very much like a planet in that it is, ever changing and kind of can be whatever it wants to be. But yeah, you were reading the information there that's on the website. And so anybody that wants to look at that can absolutely do so. And again, go back and kind of listen to some of Ron's earlier archives if you're inspired. But yeah, it would be fun for Q to maybe talk about some of that stuff once in a while.
I would love that, because how fascinating would that be just to take a little trip to the spaceship? I'd love to see it. Okay, so let's move in to the 16 bundle. And I just want to tell people that when I started doing the website, it was hard for me to navigate, because there's just a lot of information there. But I just recently went back there, and there's a lot more information now. So, and some of the healings and clearings have changed a little bit. And as far as the 16 bundle, from the last time that I've done that, I do pull it up now whenever I want to do timeline crashes or satellite timeline crashes, and then environmental imbalance crash, because we get a lot of that over here in the Northern America area. So can you kind of just give us an overview of the healings that are available in the 16 bundle?
Yeah, sure. So it's a really good place to start. Q and Asha, they spoke about some of the barcodes and some things back on some of the earlier shows. They've been putting a lot of really good information on the Creation Lightship and Ron Amichon on the For the Spirit dot space website. So if anybody wants to check that out, but really one of those, the 16 bundle, it's just a great place to start because it gives you an opportunity to kind of see how the website works. You know, a lot of people always ask, oh, or is there going to be any music playing or, you know, this, that. And, you know, we're all kind of used to bells and whistles with things, and the website's really not like that. You know, you get to choose your light beam image there, and it activates, and, you know, and then it's just, there's different ways that they're set up with the timers and things, and some have different steps to them, the clearings. But the 16 bundle, so it's really 15 clearings here, and then you have a free Be Here Now clearing, which is has its own separate link, and that'll just kind of help you become more present. Kind of like the, you know, I command my spirit to give me all of me now, right. Very similar to that command, or increasing your life force energy. But so this 16 bundle, it's a $10 donation. And so once you make that $10 donation, you get to use any of the clearings in there for a month. And if you sign up for the CLS newsletter, they usually offer one. Sometimes they'll do two of the clearings from the 16 bundle for free. So that's also another great thing, is if you want to sign up for the newsletter and then catch that freebie each week. But really, 2,000-year barcode removal, that's kind of the place to start, because, you know, they put that on us 2,000 years ago to kind of keep us from, I guess, having the interest in the information that Ron and Q share with us.
Right.
And so that's just a great, great, great place to start is with that barcode removal.
Right. Okay. Now, I have a question for you, and I probably should have brought this up before we went into this. There might be some people listening right now that aren't 100% know what ascension is. And from what I've read on the Creation Lightship, ascension is coming into bringing more light into your body, but you have to clear the densities in order to bring into light, bring more of the light in. Is that correct?
Yeah. And so, yeah, so Ron has, he has basically two types of clearings. So he has some that's going to help remove some of the DNA, the internal gunk, you know, that we're carrying around and stuff. So the stuff that's filling up in our energetic bodies that, make up our physical body. So the other first clearing that you want to do is the emotional whole life. And, you can do commands for that as well. So a lot of people might be familiar with this emotional body that was given to us, kind of buffers and helps protect us from a lot of this, the psychic attacks and things that are coming at us.
Sorry to interrupt, but the emotional body one goes not just in this present lifetime, but all our past timelines from however, you know, and in order to, a lot of people don't, what I'm trying to say is that we get a lot of stuff from our parents and their parents and so on. And it goes all the way back to your past lives. And it is in our DNA. And so that's the reason for clearing out the densities, because there's so much of that junk stuff in there that it's hard when you're first starting the ascension cycle to bring the light in. So it's really, really important to understand that concept, because that's what needs to be cleared out so the light can come in, is all of the past junk from past lives, ancestors, etc.
Yep. So we are living the life of our ancestors, which is what Ron would say. So yeah, a lot of that epigenetic stuff that's stored within us. So with the the emotional whole life clearing, so what that's going to do, it's going to clear yourself from conception to your present age. And then if you want to go deeper on some of the clearings, you can purchase a corresponding 7-generation clearing. And so that'll get more of that stuff that's being passed down through your ancestors. as well if you want to go deeper. But yeah, those energetic bodies, they get filled up and, stuff starts kind of leaking over, into causing dis-ease. And Asha described it very well once, where she said it's almost like, imagine a water well. And once the well gets filled up and you throw something in there, you're going to have an explosive reaction. A lot of the water is going to bounce out of the well. But if there's not a lot of water in the well, you've cleared a lot of those densities. And let's say you throw the same size pebble into the well, you're not going to have that huge reaction. And so I really liked how she described that energy body. So the more we clean out, clear out, the more of our spirit we can call back to us. We're giving it that little space, that opening. And it's also going to help with our interactions with other people. So, Q's talking a lot about these reactive timelines and stuff. And so it's just a way to be more observant and take the pause and not try to win those timelines and
Yeah.
not be so explosive back at someone.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I know that a lot of times here in the North America area, we get a lot of the and you and I have talked about this many times about the flat bottom gray clouds, and I've been recently seeing a lot of them out there. So I do run the Gray Skies Timeline Crash. And can you kind of go into that a little bit in more detail?
Yes, so you're right, the Gray Skies Timeline Crash, that's getting back to that 16 bundle. So that's a good one to run if you're seeing a lot of those flat bottom ship clouds that are up there in the sky, trying to hide or cloak a little bit. So it's a good one just to kind of run. Ron would say that when they start turning dark, they're starting to break apart. So that was one that I ran a lot in the beginning. It's kind of interesting now is that as I've gone on and I do a lot of these clearings and stuff, sometimes if I'm out and about and I see things, it'll be like, oh, I can run that when I get back to the house. But then most of the time I start doing something else, I'm in the present moment and I'm being creative and I completely forget.
Yep.
That, oh, there was this thing out there looming over me, and that's really kind of the place to be, is in your own little space and doing what you want to do in your own little energies. Yeah, I call them the new earth energies, and not worry so much with it. But the great thing about CLS is that, I would just start the clearing and I would let the clearing go, and then I would go about my day and my business and do what I wanted to do and just know that it was done and not have to worry about it anymore.
Yeah, and I don't really worry about the clouds, but I am very aware of them. And I'll tell you what, when you're out there and you're looking around, you look at things so much differently than back when you were not aware of everything that is taking place during this ascension cycle. So, yeah, it could be a comedy show sometimes when you think about it. I also know that. What is it when you go into a bar and you start drinking and your spirit leaves the body? I was sitting there thinking the other day, okay, so when the spirits come out of the body and everybody's in the bar, do they like hang out above the person that they just jumped out of and they go, hey, listen, I'm sick of this guy over here. Can you want to trade places and I'll go in this body and you go in that body? I mean, it's kind of a comedy, a little funny thing there. So what do they do? Do they, you probably don't know. They just go back whenever, or what's your thoughts?
Well, I mean, they definitely body hop, so
Yeah.
can they come out of a body and then linger there for a little bit and wait for another one? Maybe. I don't know. But
It's
yeah, when people we don't want to judge people or anything. Some people, even Q talks about like a alcohol once in a while, but a lot of times, people that do go to bars are, just trying to escape maybe some issues here and
Right.
experiences, and so they're giving permission for their spirit to leave their body. And whenever we do that, whenever we give permission like that, we are opening ourselves up for something else to come in. So that's something else that we clear out, so increasing life force energy, removing anything from us that's not authentically us. Q did commands with me way back when, commanding spirit to remove entities. Again, you can do commands to clear your energy bodies. So all of that is helpful. And then you can do the shrink wrap. So you're just basically commanding your spirit to shrink wrap your light body or your energy to your physical body. And so that protects your aura a little bit.
Yeah, that one I do on a daily basis whenever I head out into my matrix job. I'm always doing the time or the shrink wrap command. And I do the commands all during the day. And there's sometimes when I do the timeline crash, I find that there's not a whole lot of people around and I don't see very much traffic on the road. So I sit there and wonder, did I do a timeline crash or did I create that? So it's interesting. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that is interesting. yeah, sometimes it feels really good. I don't know. Again, I just love describing things as old earth energy and new earth energy, and Ron did a really good job of describing the differences between those two, so it seems like when I am living more heart-centered and in the moment and everything's flowing just right, like Q speaks about, I don't encounter a whole lot of these other people. But if I get a little thrown off my game once in a while, it seems like they're everywhere, right? Clones are everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But then there are other times when I go out and it's the busiest time of the day and there's normally a lot of traffic and there's hardly any cars around, and it's like, okay, where are you guys? Like, did I shift? Am I somewhere different, or did they take you guys somewhere different? So it's a fun little game.
Oh, it sure is. Sometimes you wonder if you're in the here and now or if you've been put in another timeline. But that's how when you start feeling like that, that's when I start doing the timeline crashes. So my other one too, we've been told that this world that we're in and everything that is around us is holographic. It's not real. It's not our real reality. And I see that on the 16 bundle, you have the alien holographic reality. So I've always been confused on that one and would love for you to also go into detail about that a little bit.
Well, Kim and Asha did a show a while back about holographic realities, and so it seems like we're creating, instantly. Q likes to talk about, what's behind you, it's not there until you turn around, so we're actually creating it. So we have our pure light holographic realities that we're creating, and then we also seem to experience some holographic realities that the negatives, negative aliens, the dark aliens are trying to create. And so I remember Ron, some examples they would give is, some people when they would go outside, they would look up in the sky and they would see the plane that was kind of frozen in its place.
Right.
And then, like maybe holes in the sky and things like that. So anytime that you feel that something is just off a little bit, this might be a good one. It's not one that I really used a whole lot, to be honest with you. I did like to use the Earth Protect timeline and the gray skies, timeline that you timeline crash that you were talking about. So this one's, yeah, it's not really one that I used a whole lot, but anytime you feel like something's a little off or you want to make sure that you are present and that you are real also, you can always do the mind to heart drop and at the end say, make me real. Another good thing that we were talking about kind of goes with what we were talking about earlier is just do the finger exercise that Ron would talk about. So you just basically take your, say if you're right-handed, just throw up your right index finger in front of you, about 12 inches in front of you, and you want it to be directly in front of your nose. So that just helps you kind of check and see where your timelines are. So if it's slightly to the right, you're on a future timeline. If it's slightly to the left, you might be on a past timeline. And so you can kind of move your finger back to the middle. And as you start to do that, you can kind of become aware and see things shift around you. So you can kind of see the hologram, the holographic frames kind of change around you as you do that. And so we really want to be have that finger straight in front of us in the present moment so that we can connect to one another. So that's a great little tip that Ron would share as well.
Okay. All right. That's thank you so much. That's very informative. Really appreciate that.
Yeah, and another it just occurred to me too to mention this is Asha spoke about the spinning exercise. And so when you spin 33 times counterclockwise, so to your left, and then you stop, you can see the frames
Okay.
slow
So
down. Yeah.
I actually tried that exercise and I think my equilibrium was off for 3 days and I felt nauseous. So I have not attempted that. But I guess it's a work in progress. You have to keep trying until you don't get sick. So that I did try that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard people say it both ways. I mean, I have not had a problem with it, but I know some people get dizzy when they do it. But I like to do it when, at night before I go to bed, just to help kind of recalibrate. So if I have my room fairly dark and I have my door to the bedroom cracked to leave a little bit of light in, the light will come in on the wall.
Okay.
In one spot. And so then it's really, really easy to see those different frames as everything's slowing down.
So
Just like on an old movie reel.
do you actually third or turn 33 times? I mean, do you actually do like the 33 times or just a short?
Yeah, of course I do, Robin.
Oh. Well, I'll tell you, if I do it again, I'll have to be by the bed because I'll be too dizzy to stand up. So yeah, I'll have to practice at it and give it a whirl again. Okay, so I have a question from the twins out in Florida. They have a question for you. The light infusing healing chambers, what it does and what type of things can you put into an incident box? Are you very knowledgeable on that or not?
Well, so the light infusion healing chamber was something that Ron would set up at his expos, and so he would physically create this thing. And there's a few archives, and actually, there's a way to search through the CLS website to look up anything you're interested in. So if you go to the archives page and you look up in the right-hand corner, you'll see a little magnifying search glass, and the magnifying glass to search. So if you put in light infusion chamber, what it will do is that it will generate all of the different shows where he has spoken about the light infusion chamber. So he would have people, physically enter this physical little chamber that he would set up and break down at all of his expos and do amazing things. For the people.space has mentioned an article where Ron removed a snake. We'll just call it a being for now, from a man and was able to help him. So that was pretty significant. A lot of people went there with physical body issues. And so I know that he was talking about how it helps repair holes in the aura. And it's kind of really just helping bring more, doing more of the light infusion. So, to me, it's almost like getting more of the light codes, restoring our light codes in us. And so he did end up creating a clearing. And so that's what they're referring to. So it's a light infusion healing chamber clearing, it's a whole life clearing. And so you pay by your age. And then if you buy the unlimited version on any of those types of clearings, then it comes with the specific incident box, and then you can write in anything that you want to, basically. So yeah, that pretty much, I would say just about anything you could write in there. The light infusion healing chamber is one of those that's really quite broad and expansive. So it's just, I would say, what's going on with you personally, and just type it in there and give it a go and try it.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. Okay, I'm trying to see which other one is. Is there any other ones here that stick out to you that are very important for someone to do if they're doing a first time clearing? In what sequence for the 16 bundle?
So we've got the satellite timeline crash, Earth Protect, and gray skies. Those are all really good. Depending on, where you are, if you're still experiencing a lot of the stuff on the old Earth energies, the duality, laws of cause and effect, reactive timelines, that sort of thing, then these can be useful for when any kind of thing feels amiss in your area, so we know, a lot of stuff's been coming out then for the people dot space post things. We know that we're creating some great timelines. For anyone that, gets a little worried about anything or where they are, they can always run these on CLS. Just run it, and know that it's done. Let's see, I'm looking back through them. So the Death Blu-ray removal, I did hear Ron say recently on an archive that that might only have like a 1% effect on some people, just because of a lot of great things that he did before he left. Let's see, environmental imbalance timeline crash. So that's a really good one to run. If people are hearing about storms and stuff coming their way in their area.
So what is the backing up just for a minute? What is the blue, the death blue ray removal for again? Did you say anything about that or did I miss it? No, I know you said something, but what exactly is it for?
So that one, that's actually an energy that was attached to people in the year 2800. So that's something that was installed in the future. So again, Ron took care and changed and did a lot of amazing things before he left. And so he said that that one might not be anything for people to worry about. There was a very small percentage that could affect people, but it's part of the 16 bundle. Just go ahead and run it and be done with it. Don't have
Yep.
any mind energy over it.
Okay.
That's how I look at it is, if you're inspired to do it, or just do it so that you don't worry about any of this stuff.
Right, but I'm just trying to explain the navigation of the website when you have all of these clearings here, when you're doing them, there's not a whole lot of information explaining as what they're for or what they can do for you. So that's what why I'm asking you to kind of go into a little more detail about it. So
Yeah, well, I mean, the easiest thing to do would be start with the 2000-year barcode removal, and then run through all of them at least one time, and then the other ones, like we were talking about gray skies or environmental imbalance timeline crash, just use those when you either want to or you're inspired to run them. There, there's another barcode here, the alien tracking barcode. So definitely those barcodes are good to get off of us. There's an alien head connectors removal, so that's a good one to go ahead and take care of.
And the head connectors, what are those? They are little connectors from the aliens. Exactly. Can you kind of elaborate on that? for us
Yeah,
to.
that's one that actually has a description on them. Some of these do have descriptions, and so
Okay.
they're just saying that they're energetic connectors that are placed on our heads, and they act as antenna to receive mind control transmissions from satellites and other alien information, and sent to control us, and that they may have been brought forth through our DNA. And they can make us feel a little spacey or zap our energy. So, I would just recommend people get on here and just look at the website, and some of the information's here and some of it's not. Some of it you'll find in archives, but that's what I've been working really hard on the last year and a half, is to get a lot of the information put together to make it easier for people. So
Yep, you have put some information out on the bundles and truly appreciate that because it does help with explaining. Because I've actually done most of the barcodes, and I've also bought a few of the unlimited ones because I feel like the emotional lifetime is something that we do frequently. And what's the other one? The alien abduction. So I do that quite a bit too. So. If anybody's interested in doing because the unlimited one, you pay a little bit extra money, but you can do it. It's ongoing. You can do it whenever you feel that there's something that you need to have removed or a clearing done.
You're talking about the Alien Freedom Bundle.
Yep, that's the one.
That's a good one. It's unlimited, so you have it for the rest of your life. But that one's going to remove an abduction barcode, and then a few other things. I don't want to, get too heavy in the clearings and stuff today, but
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of useful stuff in there. And even if you just look at it and look at the descriptions and kind of figure out how it is. It's always been tough for me to talk about the CLS stuff because I love the information. Like, I love everything that Ron shared. Everything always felt 100% true to me. And I love looking at the different steps that are in the clearings and everything. But Q has worked really hard to encourage people to do commands. And so a lot of these commands help with these things. So the command to heal and balance yourself is going to help with some of those barcodes and stuff. But I mean, right here, this 16 bundle is it's $10. That's a
Exactly.
meal. So why not just go in and just do it,
Yep.
and like I said, just not have the mind energy over it anymore.
And then on your Telegram channel, I know that you put a lot of commands out there to share with others, and they can also find the commands, I do believe, in BB, is it BBS or there's where else can we find copies of?
Oh, well, for the spirit dot space
Yep.
is where they've been putting all that CLS stuff. And they just recently posted a fabulous article called Spirit Retrieval. And so, some people are able to just start with the commands, and they work really well for them. And then other people have need a little extra help. I was one of those people that I knew a lot of stuff had happened to me. I was using the programs and stuff and went through a lot of things most of my life. And it was very helpful for me to go in and do some of these CLS clearings and everything. And it really made my command stronger. Has really helped with a lot of the sample clearings and stuff that Ron does in the archives. I can really feel them a lot more. I look back on my life from where I was 6 months or 2 years or 3 years ago, and it's just absolutely complete. It's just different. It's completely different. I was one of those people that was in dire straits that Q saved. I would have never found out about, well, I don't want to say never, but he helped me find Ron and the Creation Lightship and never looked back. And so that's really the thing, is just kind of sharing my story, sharing your story with other
Yeah.
people and letting them know where we are. And it can be some scary information, but we're
What?
fine.
What?
We're
Did you
just
say?
fine,
Did you say scary? We don't live in fear. Come on. That fear. What's
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it
that?
sounds scary, but it's
Yeah.
not. We are fine. We're absolutely fine.
I know. It's really funny to hear that you've been doing this since 2020, and in my reading. about Ron Amatron, he's been around for quite some time, and this whole ascension cycle has started way back when. And I sit here and go, boy, I'm late to the party, aren't I? But it's never too late.
No, I mean, there's a lot of people who are just now finding Ron's stuff, but oh, so what I was getting with was the spirit retrieval article. So yeah, they've pulled a lot of really great clearings and stuff from the creation light ship, and then they've interwoven all of the wonderful commands and stuff, you know. So there's a lot that people are familiar with, and then some, you know, they might not be quite so aware of. So they do a really good job of mentioning like closing and sealing the chakras and, you know, doing that shrink wrap that we were talking about earlier. And so I love, love, love how they are able to marry and pull together Ron and Q's information.
Yeah, I know. It's been quite the journey, and the amazing information that is available to all of us. You know, I share information with people on a daily basis, but they're like, "Oh, okay, yeah, I'll check it out," and they don't check it out. And I'm hoping that by doing this radio show, and I share this now with the people, and I can tell them to come to this radio show and all the resources that we have available to us, like for the people.space, for the spirit.space, BBS Radio. Thank you for everything that you guys do. And I'm trying to think some other ones. And then of course the Q&A Creation Lightship. I got it right that time. And there's so many tools out there. If you are just starting your ascension journey, it's not an easy awakening for sure. There's a lot of things that when I first was awakened, I kind of had to take a few days back to step back, especially when I found out about the clones. That was like a 3-day process for me. And I'm like, what? But again, that's all gonna, for those that are listening that already know, you know what I'm saying. For those that don't, again, the Creation Lightship webpage here. There's all kinds of information here. If you are ready to begin your ascension journey, I hope that you do, because the more people that we can get information to give them desire to open up and do the research, that would be so wonderful if we could just, even if we get one or two people here and there. Don't you agree?
If they could start with that 2,000-year barcode, or you know, even we can go in and do that clearing for people, that will really help. Some people are just not where we are though. Ron would always tell people, you know, work on yourself. So often people want to go and help other people before they've you know, been able to help themselves. And it was certainly something that I did, was I kind of got myself together and realized who and what I am. And then I started kind of putting out the information for other people. And you know, we certainly want to help other people, but we're not going to wait on them to catch up. And so most of my stuff, I've been creating resources for people who come along later, because I'm getting off the devices soon, everybody.
I hear you. I hear you.
I'm joining Asha and the gnomes, you know, on the homestead. Like,
I love it. I love it.
yeah, so we'll put that stuff out there, and whoever
Okay.
finds it. Yeah, but
All
thank you,
right.
Robin.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for coming on. And hopefully, we can collaborate again sometime down the road on some more information. And again, you're right. If people aren't getting it by now, time is running out. So here's your chance to start. And thank you so much for joining me. And BBS, thank you for assisting us today with the show. Truly appreciate it. And on that note, we will see you in 2 weeks. Not this upcoming Saturday, but the following Saturday. I don't have the date in front of me, but just watch for the advertisement. I will be posting it out for everyone that would like to know. So have a great day, and thank you so much again. A love you.